entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Hi, my name is Ken, and this isn't your typical podcast. It was recorded live, remains unedited, and is available to anyone who can endure a foul-mouthed Australian kid, Rammstein, and a detailed argument against most of the people I encounter from day-to-day life. If that's you, enjoy the next 2 hours. And eat shit.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things. Knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
You guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No, no.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Snap!
Yes. Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And let's face it, when it comes to podcasts, we're not pussies. Why? Because we're started with which band? You guessed it. That's right. Rammstein! Thank you very much, everybody. I really, really appreciate it. as I said before, while I'm fading this out professionally. This is the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. It's Tuesday night. That's me. That means this is what you do. I hang out with you and with me, as always, Shawnee Murphy. You know what? That is the faggotiest. Like if you're
hello, Shawnee Murphy.
If your name was actually Shawnee Murphy and you were on a comedy show, you would be the biggest faggot. You'd be the biggest ascot wearing faggot in the world. So Shawnee Murphy,
I'd be the foil of all the jokes.
You would be. You would eventually devolve into talking about your problems and things you couldn't bring out to your family and everything like that. However, you know, you're not Murphy. You're Murphy. And but you know, enough of this shit. How are you? You know, it's been a week. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a pretty strange weekend, actually.
What went on?
You know, the kind of stuff that really doesn't happen all that often in my life.
You jacked it into Arby's instead of getting the horsey sauce?
I got in a fist fight this weekend.
What? You got into a fist fight?
I got into an actual fist fight this weekend.
How old are you?
I am in my 30s, let's put it that way.
So you played hockey or something this weekend. You are a hockey player. Would you get in a hockey fight?
Hockey season doesn't start until next week, so
oh,
no.
Shit. So you got in like a legit street fight.
I got in a legit street fight on the streets of New York City.
Why were you in New York?
I went to New York. A friend of mine's getting married. I was there for the bachelor party.
Holy shit, you guys got jumped at the fucking bachelor party?
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, shit.
I got in a fight with a member of the bachelor party crew, actually.
So like one of the dudes, like you're like one of your own, basically.
Like, one of the people in the bachelor party group
was it like someone you didn't know. Like you know when you go to the bachelor party, there's the people you know that you hang out with, you talk, and then there's like the brother of the bride or something.
Yeah, there's always someone that you, nobody really knows.
Yeah,
and
they kind of like try to include them. You know, oh yeah, you come out too, or like the somebody's fucking dad is there. But so it was probably. Like, who was it? It was one of those guys?
No, it's. I mean, I won't call him like a close friend, but it's someone that I see fairly often, and you know, I know this guy, so it's not even like you
Wait,
can say that.
So this is someone like you see on a regular basis.
Someone I see probably at least once a month.
Okay, now what's the nature of your relationship with it? Is it like an amicable up until this, obviously?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's not like we're best buddies, but there's never been any animosity prior.
So, this was
all new.
Okay, so if the person came up to you and said, "Hey, you know what? I'm thinking about going to this bar. Why don't you come with me, and we'll go hang out?" Is that in the realm of possibility prior to the fight?
No, it's not like that because it's one of those where you need the buffer. You would need a buffer person.
So you have a proxy friend.
You would need a proxy friend.
Okay.
Yeah, you would need someone tying the group together.
He was basically like a friend, kind of in training. Like there was potential.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess you could probably say that.
You knew him.
Little training wheels on this. You see the person fairly often, but it's not someone that you know. He'd probably say the same thing. Like we would never have just hung out just the two of us.
Okay.
There needs to be that buffer person to tie everything together.
So you're at a bachelor party for your friend, mutual friend, obviously.
Obviously, mutual friend. Yes.
So the proxy friend. This is this is supposed to be his big fucking night, like his memorable, fun, fucking evening. And two of his friends are fighting. Like you say, fight. I mean, I know you're an adult. I know this, but you're getting into. You said a fist fight.
Yeah, this wasn't like you know a
it
couple
wasn't
dudes.
Like grade school.
This wasn't a couple dudes pushing on the playground. This was there was fists a flying.
Holy shit! So. You got to back up and let me know how the whole fucking thing started.
I got to
hear the whole thing. So you eat the meal? You guys have a meal and then go to the fucking the titty bar or something like that? Bachelor party?
Well, you know that's normally how the bachelor parties go, right? Where
you
have dinner and then you go see some tits and you know everyone smiles and everyone's happy. But
sometimes you start off with like a fucking half day of golf. Like this is just gonna be boys' entertainment.
Yeah,
but then eventually devolve into titties.
Typically so, yeah, but not this bachelor
really?
Party. I've never seen a group of people so anti-tits in my entire life.
Well, they want to
see. I think that's kind of how this whole thing ended up starting, honestly. Because this was like a very long period of time to make this whole fight come about. I mean, this wasn't like, you know, a very short fuse type of thing. This was a long burning 9 hour type of fuse before this fight actually got going.
So you're either you or him, you're grating on each other and it just fucking exploded.
So basically, you know, we leave the dinner, okay. And nobody really had any sort of plan. It was really the most disorganized bachelor party ever. I mean, you've been to several bachelor parties. Usually the guy who's running it,
yeah,
he knows what's next.
Yeah,
you know, hey, we're doing this and then we're doing this. And even if it doesn't tell you what the next step is, you just kind of end up there. I mean, we had our buddy Jimmy Rhodes' bachelor party and Robbie Sober's bachelor party. Every time we had one of those, we knew where we were going next, if not right away, but we knew when we left the place.
I mean, like, that's, Sober's bachelor party was created and fucking directed by Rhodes, who puts off an air of being disorganized and fucking dopey at times.
And he pulled it off to a T.
Like, it was like a camp counselor type shit with a clipboard.
All right, everybody, we're going to the restaurant. Then we're going to go see some tits. I mean, that was easy because we did restaurant then tits. I mean, there's not much harder than that.
Yeah.
But, no, so we leave the restaurant and it's like nobody has any clue what's going on. The guy who had planned it was loaded at this point. I don't even know how he got loaded so fast, but he was loaded.
Jesus.
And he just starts walking. And everyone, like a fucking sheep. It's just following him. So we're just walking block after block with like no plan in sight. So I'm talking to people. I'm like, hey, let's go see some tits. You know, we went to this place in the city for our last bachelor party, Rick's Cabaret.
Rick's Cabaret, yeah.
Rick's Cabaret, terrible name, but sure. some nice broads there.
Not bad.
So I'm like, hey, let's go to this place. I went there last time. And people are like, nah, I don't like strip clubs.
A word of advice. For those of you considering Rick's, make sure you say hello to the black dancer who taught us several items of slang, such as Buck 50 and North Nork. Anyway.
North Nork.
That's right. Continue.
So, I'm trying to tell people, hey, let's go see some tits. Come on, we're at a fucking bachelor party. You know what? This is not like saying you have to go be a deviant and go to the strip club week after week. But you know what? You go to the strip club when you're at a bachelor party. But no, nobody was hearing it. And so at some point, this is the best I can figure. I was talking to someone else and saying, oh, yeah, this person and this person don't want to go to a strip club. And I happened to mention the person I end up inevitably getting a fight with. I had to say his name when I was saying that. And, you know, I was drunk. I might have even said, oh, those faggots don't want to go. I don't know. But I don't think I did. It's possible I did. But
I guarantee you did, first of all.
Yeah, well.
Let's just face it. Maybe he's in the HeroesTalk.com chat room right now. Obviously, whenever we're live, you can go to HeroesTalk.com and hang out in the chat room. Just like somebody with the name, I Got My Ass Kicked by Shawnee Murphy, who says, do the Chippendales dance at Rick's? They want to know. They want to know. Somebody is very interested in the story. So they didn't want to go to the strip club. You're upset with this because there's no organization.
I don't even think I'm really that upset. There's no organization. I'm more upset about the lack of organization.
You're just expressing the lack of tits.
No one's taking a lead. Yeah, I mean, I want to see some tits, so whatever.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't really a big deal. You know, I can deal with it. I just wanted someone to go somewhere and get us somewhere.
Yeah.
So anyway, apparently he must have overheard me saying his name.
Yeah, when someone says your name and faggot, or probably like pussy.
But I don't even know that I did say that, honestly.
You probably called him a pussy.
Yeah, I mean, there might have been something. I can't say for certain. I mean, I've been drinking since 3:30 and now it's 10 o'clock. So
yeah,
probably even later than that. Probably like 10:30, 11. So it's possible I said some things. I don't think I did, but it's possible I did. Mm-hmm. But if it was, it was nothing over the line. So anyway, he decides that he's angry at me. And I hear from behind, Hey, yo, Shawnee, because now they found out about the show, so they're mocking the Shawnee name.
Nice.
Hey, yo, Shawnee, you talking shit about me. Do I have to kick your ass?
Wait, that's what the guy said?
Yeah.
So let me get this, because usually,
and this is like 5 minutes after like I possibly had even mentioned his name. This is a while later. So,
okay, so
something's been stirring back
the,
there.
Usually the nature of fights that involve someone being drunk is it's either one party is a little too heavily imbibed, and the other is sober, or both. What is the case? Is he sober and you're fucking wasted, and that's how it goes down?
No, you know what? I had been drinking for a long time, but I really wasn't feeling too much then. And
okay.
he had just arrived at dinner, and he arrived late, so he got there like 8:45. So, you know, he had possibly had a couple hours of drinking, but it couldn't even really been that long at that point.
Okay.
So I don't really know what was shaking out there. So apparently he felt slighted by something I had done there.
Sure.
So, you know what? I'm not the kind of guy who you're going to walk up to me and say, I'm going to kick your ass, and I'm just going to say, you know, oh, I'm sorry. You know, my response is, you're not going to kick my ass.
So he says, do I have to kick your ass? And you tell him, you're not going to do it.
No. I was saying he couldn't kick my ass was my response. So it's not like, oh, hey, we're not going to fight. It's, you're not going to kick my ass.
Oh, okay. So you implied he's unable to. It's not like, hey, this isn't going to happen, guys, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that was definitely my implication.
Okay, in his head, he probably thinks you called him a faggot or questioned his manhood and sexual preference.
And then I probably went further to question his manhood.
And then you basically called him a weakling with no balls.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, maybe I'm instigating this thing a little bit.
A little.
But he gets really offended by this, and he's like, I am going to kick your ass. And he starts taking off his jacket.
Taking off his jacket? Like, what kind of jacket does he have on? Is it like a fucking blazer?
It was like a leather jacket.
You fight in a leather jacket, don't you? Isn't that the point?
I don't know. Like, I guess maybe when it's you're a biker, you do. But if, I guess you're not a biker, you take the jacket off. But so he makes this big show, like, and he hands over the jacket to someone else.
And did he roll up his fucking sleeves?
I think actually the sleeves were getting rolled up. Say it. I didn't think about that.
Jesus Christ!
The sleeves were making their way up.
He was rolling up his sleeves and he handed his jacket to his best girl. What a dope.
So at this point, I'm staggered by the fact that this is advancing to this level, and I'm like, really, we're gonna throw down because he thinks I said something, and so at this point, then my other friend, who actually I will call the proxy wedge friend,
yes,
he comes over, he sees that I'm pretty calm actually and surprised by this, and he just makes up some bullshit excuse to talk to me.
So wait, like, isn't this this is the bachelor then, right? The groom to be?
No, the bachelor is not really. So the bachelor actually has the proxy friend also.
Okay, so I get you.
So the proxy's in between all of that. So
okay, anyway, continue. Doesn't matter.
So anyway, he makes up some bullshit excuse to talk to me and just starts, you kind of like puts his arm around me and just walks over and says, hey, you know, blah, 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 whatever the fuck he was saying. But
just to get you out.
I understood his intent. Yeah. I knew right away what he was doing, so I just went along with it.
I mean, sleeves were being rolled up, you know.
Sleeves were jackets were coming off, sleeves were being rolled up. It was going to be trouble at that point.
It's got to go down. So he took you out of the shit, basically. And walked you along, I guess, just started changing the subject.
Yeah, we walked a little bit ahead to Dennis, yeah. Which I was fine with. I wasn't looking to go out there fighting on my friend's bachelor party. So that was kind of the end of that. But at the same time, you know, I just got threatened. You know, I'm going to kick your ass. And then I kind of got challenged, and you know, with the sleeves rolling up.
Yeah,
and
of course.
That's like the
glove. That's a glove slap.
Yeah. So this is in the back of my head the rest of the night, basically. So right. I'm like I said, I really don't want to fight. It's not something I'm looking to do. I am in my 30s. It's not exactly, you know, what someone in their 30s should be doing. So I basically at that point try to avoid him the rest of the night because I don't want the conflict. So I'm really staying away from him.
But it's stewing. It's not
so much stewing. It's just kind of there. It's like, hey, you know what? This guy kind of, you know, pissed me off a little bit. But
did you feel like you were bitched by being brought out of it while this guy's fucking beating his chest?
No.
Hey, this shit's gonna happen, and like you got whisked away. Do you feel bitched?
No, I didn't. I didn't feel that at all. Okay. So that definitely wasn't it. But
I'm sorry, Ustreamer 98591 says, did you tie your arms together with a bandana and pull out knives? Oh shit, that's funny.
So anyway, so the rest of the night goes on. I mean, this is probably like 11 o'clock, 11:30, maybe midnight. I don't know. It's still pretty early. So we end up going to a bar, and like I said, I'm just trying to stay away from him, avoid it, because I just felt like, you know, he was seeking conflict with me, and I really wasn't interested in that.
Yeah.
So the rest of the night goes on. We're out at another bar separately. It's now 3:30 in the morning, And a bunch of us are going back to the hotel room. Now, he was supposed to go back to someone else's house and wasn't planning on staying in the hotel room.
Okay, so everybody else was staying, and he was going to go. So it's going to work out perfectly, but it didn't.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
But it didn't. It didn't work out that way. So the they decide, though, that they're not done drinking. The bars are all closed. They still want to drink more. So they stop at a Duane Reade and go in there and get beers at 3:30 in the morning. So everyone's got beers. I was done drinking. I wasn't drinking anymore at this point, but they wanted more beers. So they leave the Duane Reade. Now we're walking back to the hotel, beers in hand. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Someone said something, and then he being the guy I inevitably fought with, he made a comment towards me, something about being white, which, fuck yeah, I know I'm white, but
yeah, you're white.
This guy's pretty fucking white too. So mm-hmm. I made a response about, you know, him being equally as white, if not more white, or something like that.
Well, when you said that, were you being combative or like trying to draw you guys back together?
No, I really was. No, I wasn't trying to. It was just the response.
Can you give us the tone that you were using? you know, you're really fucking white.
No, it was more like, come on, you're as equally white as me.
You used equally? Really?
Yeah.
Fucking,
come on, you've heard me.
You speak like a fucking textbook.
My most eloquent when I'm wasted. You know this about me.
Yeah, you speak in paragraphs from fucking teaching materials, and most of the words are emboldened. To be defined later as a fucking assignment. So you guys are discussing your individual whiteness. Yeah.
And now in hindsight, I don't think he actually meant it to come off like this, as bad as it was. But he turned around and he popped me in the stomach. Like he threw like a backwards fist right into my stomach because he was like a little bit.
He did like a fucking a back fist type thing. Like
a back fist into
like
my stomach.
A nut knock type thing, a ball tap type thing, but to the stomach.
But to the stomach. And I don't think he meant it to come as hard as he did.
Yeah.
But he hit me kind of hard, like enough where like the wind was slightly knocked out of me at that point.
Oh, okay. So you ignored it.
So I clearly did not ignore it because this was like pushing it to the next level. And so at this point now, I had been threatened. I had been challenged to a fight, and then I got punched. And it was like the right over the edge at that point, just completely just pushed me over the edge. And I'm like, okay. Now it's on. And there was like no thought process, no anything. It was immediate. I just grabbed him by the shoulder, turned him around. I fully, full on punched him in the stomach. And then it was still like, and you know, I mean, I haven't fought in years, so I don't even know what the hell I was thinking. I just remember running him across the sidewalk, throwing him up against a wall, punching him like two or three times.
You gave him a combo to the gut?
I just punched him once in the stomach. And then I had him like with my left hand on his shoulder. And I ran him all the way across the sidewalk. Now he's got Doritos in his hand. There's fucking a bag of Doritos spills out all over the sidewalk. There's Doritos flying everywhere.
He has fucking. So when he's rolling his fucking sleeves up and handing his jacket off, you don't fight. But the guy's enjoying a fucking a chip. He's enjoying snacks, and you fucking assault the man.
He punched me in the stomach. He assaulted me first.
It's his own fault for having fucking occupied hands. Did he drop the Doritos?
The Doritos? I don't know if he did. I just remember.
Or did he just? Did he just keep crunching and fucking smiling?
I remember when he hit the wall. Doritos just tossed out of the bag, just like a waterfall, like a fountain out of the bag. Just.
This is very important. Very important. Do you remember what?
Very
kind?
Important details.
Do you remember the variety of Dorito? Was it Cool Ranch?
I want to say they're one of the degree burn ones.
Oh, fuck them. Who cares?
So
this isn't Chipcast. We don't care about Doritos. So now you jacked him up and gave him a two-piece combo to the fucking Le Bon's.
A couple punches to the side of the head. And then I don't know how this transitioned into it. Next thing I know, I've got him. I've got my left arm around his neck, and I'm slowly working my way to put him into a chokehold.
So you slipped him into a wait, you were in front of him or back of him?
I was behind him, so you slipped him into a
rear naked choke.
I started. I had my left arm around him. I was working my right arm underneath his shoulder, and I was ready to lock it in. And at this point, then I realized I'm like, I don't want to choke this guy out. This is gonna be bad.
So this is your moment
of
clarity.
Now he's no longer stunned, so he's trying to break free. And the best way I can describe it is, you ever pick up a cat doesn't want to be picked up?
Yeah, they get all wiggly and
then they start fighting you, but you realize if you just if you just go to put him down at that point, that you're going to get a scratch up the arm. You're going to get fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how I felt. I felt like if I let him go from what I had him in, that I was going to catch an elbow to the face.
Oh, so you had him subdued and you thought that if you let him go.
I hadn't locked in the choke, okay. But I had it enough where you couldn't easily break out.
So you started tickling behind the ear and throwing catnip at him. You had him in a fucking choke. The guy tapped you in the stomach.
I didn't have him in the choke yet. It wasn't there yet. Okay. I had it prepared that if I had to, I could put him in the choke.
Did you?
But I didn't yet. I didn't. Okay. So other people then jumped in. They got it enough where it could be broken apart without, you know, either of us getting hurt any worse. And so we're broken apart. Now he's going apeshit, absolutely going apeshit. Yeah. And he's trying to come after me, and everyone's doing, like, you know, the group of friends thing, like, you know, stop, trying to get him to calm down. And eventually they got him to a point where it seemed like we could separate us. So my one buddy's like, you go walk ahead, and another one of my friends was walking with me, and the rest of them stayed back with him. And so they ended up giving us like a block of separation.
Did anybody indicate that, like, you're a fucking, you're like ruining the good time by doing it? Because they all jumped in to separate it.
Well, the funny thing is, because I was immediately calm afterwards, like instantaneously, and he was going crazy, there was absolutely no focus on me.
Okay. So
I'm just kind of sitting there very calm.
Because if this was an issue, like, the only reason they break it up is if it's a fucking a problem. Yeah, and you're saying, like guys want to be entertained. They obviously don't want to see tits, so they'd want to see violence. They would just let it go on if you weren't ruining the fucking fun.
No, well, I think what it boils down to is you don't want to see two of your friends beat each other up. I mean, it's one thing if you see your friend kicking the crap out of a complete stranger, but I don't think anybody wants to deal with two people they know kicking the crap. Because it's going to end up being awkward for everyone
I guess everybody's different. Anyway, so... So they separate you. You're what? Like, you're walking
like
up ahead of him?
Half a block, three quarters of a block ahead.
Alone?
No, I'm with someone else, but everyone else is back with him because he's kind of still fired up. Mm-hmm. So there's more people back with him to try to keep him under control.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but for some reason, in the back of my head, I realized he wasn't really calmed down yet, that he really hadn't yet decided that this was over.
Yeah.
So I got this in the back of my head, but I'm just walking, I'm talking to my friend, and I don't know if someone yelled behind us or if I just heard the footsteps.
Jesus.
I definitely heard the footsteps. It was running footsteps, and something alerted me, and I turn, and at this point, maybe he's 10 feet away from me running full speed down the city block, and I guess he's going to, like, spear me or tackle me or something. I don't know.
Running,
I mean, he's moving full speed at me.
Yeah.
So fortunately enough, I see it in time, and I guess I just end up sidestepping it. So I just step to the side. He ends up hooking my shirt sleeve. I'm wearing a very similar black polo shirt that night.
Okay.
And he ends up getting hooked into my shirt sleeve, and my shirt just rips straight down the side, just whoosh, straight down. I'm literally, my armpit hole went to the entire length of my shirt.
Why? This sounds like every fucking kung fu movie I've ever seen. Like,
so basically,
the guy's shirt gets fucking revealed.
I'm making this up, and I just copied off of a kung fu flick.
Yeah.
That I saw. Okay.
And then he came out with fucking knuckle claws and slashed me three cuts down my fucking pec. And then the camera zooms in on my face. I scream. And then I fly and put my foot through his chest.
So anyway, going back to the real story.
Sure.
So I guess he must have been, like, trying to tackle me because he went right past me. And he was on the ground. I hadn't even done anything to him. So he kind of, like, just fell onto the ground. And so at this point, I'm still on my feet, you know, albeit with a ripped shirt, but I'm on my feet. And now he's prone.
Yeah.
And now I'm pissed, you know, because, like, I calmed down and I just got, you know, someone chasing me all the way up a city block trying to attack me.
Yeah.
So all I remember is I jumped on his back. I remember pushing his head down towards the sidewalk. I don't know if I actually ended up making contact with his head on the sidewalk or not, but I know I threw it down, and I punched him another, like, two or three times on the sidewalk. But that's really the last thing.
Where'd you hit him?
Like, I definitely know I was hitting him in the side of the head because, you know, it wasn't like
going for the head. Nice.
And I know at some point I definitely must have gotten him in the forehead.
Okay, so he falls down. He's on his face. and you're what, in fucking full mount? You have his back?
No, this is not a true UFC fight.
Goatweed is typing in the Heroes Talk chat room. He says, is this a bachelor party or a UFC match? It's really sounding like you're being influenced here.
I might be influenced a little bit by watching UFC, but no, that's not what happened. So I know I punched him like two or three more times there, but I relented again. And this time, I'm surprised I did, because, I mean, this was, you know, someone who had the look of death in his eyes. Like he was really going to try to kill me. But I relented, and I'm not 100% sure if someone like picked me off him at that point, or if I just got up on my own. I'm not 100%.
So you went fucking blank.
I know I did stop.
You went blank because you don't remember what happened. You just remember
it
stopped.
I remember it stopped, and I know I relented because people told me I did.
Jesus Christ.
So I know I didn't keep going with it because people were like, later, like, you know, I don't know how you stopped, because I wouldn't have been able to. I mean, multiple people ended up telling me that. And so I relented, and, you know, just to kind of, you know, start bringing the story to a close, it ended up being like another hour and a half of him trying to get at me and come out after me and fight me. But the reason I know I hit him on the forehead was because he kind of ended up with a pretty big welt on his forehead.
So he's still coming at you with welts?
I'm there in a pretty ripped shirt. I'm sitting there with a ripped shirt. I'm sitting there actually because after I hit him and I got up, you know, he ends up getting back up and starting to come at me. And, you know, having played hockey long enough, I know the worst thing you can be in a situation is if your arms are tied up in a shirt or a jersey. So I ended up ripping off my shirt and throwing it on the sidewalk in New York. So I'm sitting there. I'm in New York City. It's 4 a.m. I am now shirtless on the streets of New York.
You fucking, yeah, you, someone beat me to it. Like Hulk Hogan, just fuck, you hulked up, tore your fucking shirt off. And you were fighting shirtless on the fucking, in the streets of New York.
I'm not a real American. I didn't just go rip the shirt off. It was already torn. I ended up throwing it off over my head.
You just made it sound fucking gay. Like you were a badass. Up until you said, I bared my chest and charged at him and leapt on top of him.
No, actually, I wasn't naked until after I got back up, but he was trying to come at me again. I just wanted to be out of the shirt because I didn't want that to interfere.
You just fucking tore it off.
And it's so funny. My other buddy you can just tell he's fucking pissed off that this shit's going down. So he's trying to get everyone to end it. So he's yelling at me. He's like, "Put your fucking shirt back on," and I'm like, "I can't." And I don't think he's.
What you gonna do, brother? Jesus Christ! Did someone put a flag around your shoulders? how fucking terrible. So at this point you're shirtless, it's all over.
But my friend is so annoyed that I'm shirtless. He's screaming at me to put my shirt back.
You're strutting down the street like that fucking...
I'm not strutting, I'm just...
The dancing Viking that goes with the techno on YouTube. Just doing that step and fucking pop and lock move.
There's nothing I can I can do at this point because my shirt is in tatters. So if I tried to put the shirt back on, it would have just fallen right off, just straight off my arms.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Shawnee Hogan. Who's this? Oh, sorry. Yes! Thank you. See, now Jeff knows what we like. Shawnee Murphy, you are the best around. Let's just get to the hook. I can't not.
Yeah, we gotta get to the chorus here.
Boom! Hold on. Honestly, they should have put out more music. I'm really disappointed that band fucking went nowhere. Oh man.
So finally my friend realizes when I'm saying I cannot put my shirt back on that I really am unable to put my shirt back on. And then another buddy of mine gives me his shirt. But for about another literally hour and a half.
You could have just tied it around like a fucking
country
club member.
I could have just thrown it over my head, tied it off like a bandana, and walked around the streets of New York at 4 a.m, you know, shirtless. That would have been fucking awesome.
Well, I mean, where are you going to go? You go back to the room? Who cares?
So, I mean, well, no, because
obviously that's what you did, right?
This was another hour and a half where he wasn't relenting. He didn't want to let it go. And I mean, and I really was not doing anything to try to provoke at this point. I was keeping my mouth completely shut. I wasn't doing anything. I was trying to stay away, and he just kept coming after me. And, you know, literally another hour and a half of him trying to come after me, other people pushing him away, wash, rinse, repeat, until finally we got far enough in that I could get into the hotel. And, you know, that was pretty much the end of it. But, yeah, so that was a good probably, you know, 2 hours of my life on Saturday night.
Well, I mean, at least in the morning, everything fucking calms down, and you know, everybody's sober, and they talk it out, and things are cool. So, I mean, you're still friends with the guy, right?
Well, what actually ended up happening, he wasn't supposed to stay in the hotel room, and for whatever reason, and I never really got the full story, they couldn't go back to where they were supposed to go, so they ended up staying in the hotel room.
Okay.
With us, which I get back to the hotel, so. It's really awkward. So the one guy that I had been walking with, he and I went into the hotel and figured, okay, this is going to be the final way to split this thing up and stop this charade of fighting. And we walked up to the hotel room and we realized neither of us had a key. So we ended up passing out in the hallway.
Oh, shit.
And then like half an hour later, everyone comes trudging in and he's there. And I'm like, guys, this isn't a good idea. He just tried to chase me down a city block.
So you were afraid he was going to attack you?
I just didn't think it was going to be a good idea. I don't know if I thought he was going to attack me.
Oh, so wait. So now it's not you're painting it like you're not scared of him. Now you're scared of what you might do.
Well, no, it's not even that. I'm just saying it's not a good
idea. I don't trust myself around him.
Ken, you and I are the only people that can go in a full-on brawl in a hotel room, yeah. And then 5 minutes later, both of us go to sleep and have nothing wrong with it.
That's true.
Which, by the way, for the audience, has happened on like 3 or 4 occasions.
We fucking fought. We had a completely drunk fight in a room shared with two other people. It was Sobers, Rhodes, Shawnee Murphy, and myself. And for some reason, I thought it would be great to punch Sean in the leg and let him know that he missed a good time. And he didn't like that. And so
I was asleep.
Fought.
Imagine being asleep and getting
he wasn't,
punched.
And
full,
the thing is, he had the advantage.
Power,
he wasn't
full power
even drunk.
Of the shit.
He wasn't even drunk, and he fucking locked us all in the bathroom. And I woke up with fucking glass in my arm because fucking Jimmy broke a fucking glass in the bathroom on the tiles and shit, and fell asleep in the tub. It was a fucking mess. But
well,
even
know,
still, I woke
about,
up.
You want to talk about UFC shit? You know, motherfucker. You, I tackled you. The next thing I know, you had me in some sort of fucking like leg bar
ankle
with your
lock.
Arms.
I had you in
and
the
you
ankle
were actually
lock.
You were actually slowly breaking my ankle. So you want to talk UFC shit? You're gonna bust my balls about UFC shit?
Well, I
you
should
were,
get away were, with hitting you once.
You were ready to snap my ankle in half.
I'm sorry. Hey, listen.
So that, and that's why I locked your ass in the bathroom, you fucking psycho.
Okay, so you locked. But the thing is, what the point is, ankle lock aside. we woke up, everybody was sober, we enjoyed fucking French toast at the Bellagio, okay?
Yeah,
we had a fucking time after that, but not the case in New York.
Well, so eventually my friend convinces me via grabbing me by the other guy whose shirt I'm wearing now and dragging me in the room, and I'm like,
wait, hold on, you're wearing another guy's shirt, you weren't just...
I had to!
Hold on, someone put their own fucking shirt on you?
They had a like a t-shirt and a button up over it, so they gave me the button
Christ.
Up, so I didn't have to walk around the streets of New York naked. Okay, I mean,
why would he care?
Because it's you got to walk 4 city blocks. Like
it's not that cold out.
It's not a matter of being cold. It's a matter of looking like a jackass.
No one's gonna fuck with you. Am I right?
Look at that psycho. He's chucking shirtless. No,
he has half of a polo on, and he has fucking nerd blood on his fists.
I think it's the proper thing to do to give someone a shirt if their shirt just got destroyed and it's in tatters.
I disagree. You're not getting my fucking shirt. I gotta say, I don't think I would give you my fucking shirt.
You have an extra shirt and you don't give me a shirt?
Here's the deal. If I'm wearing I have an undershirt and a button-up, whatever, and I could spare it, I would give that button up to Amanda if she was cold. I would not fucking give it to you because you got into some fucking argument with
shirtless.
Someone holding Doritos. It's not. Yeah, you know what? You fucked up. You had your fun. You got in a completely legal fight where you were hit first. And that's the thing. That's the beauty of it.
You're an asshole. You wouldn't give me a fucking shirt. You'd make me walk around the streets of New York shirtless.
Yeah.
Okay.
How far away are you from the fucking hotel?
Just you wait. Just you wait until I get you one night. I am ripping your fucking shirt right off your back. And I'm gonna be wearing four shirts that night. I'm gonna have four shirts on. And I'm not going to give you a single one, you motherfucker.
Do you think I'm going to try to steal yours? Like, if my shirt gets ripped, I'm going to say, give me your shirt. You have extras.
That's not how it went down. I said I was getting yelled at for not putting my shirt on, and I couldn't physically do it.
Who was yelling at you?
The guy was insisting, like my other friend was insisting I put on my shirt. And I couldn't do it.
I'm in my zone. I'm not putting a shirt on. It'll ruin
in order to stop him from yelling at me, another friend said, here, take my shirt. So I took his shirt and put it on.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess. If I'm you and I have no shirt on and someone's offering a fucking shirt. Yeah, no, it is a shirt, Jeff. Not a gi. Not a karate gi. If someone offers me the shirt, I'm taking it. But I'm not, you know, seeking it out. And I'm certainly not offering mine.
I didn't seek it out. It was just offered to me because I was shirtless and someone else was yelling at me to get shirted again.
Can't you just get a shirt somewhere? Like you can buy anything anywhere, right? Like, couldn't you just go and fucking find a shirt?
It's like 4:30 in the morning now. I don't know. I mean, maybe I could have.
Yeah.
Maybe I could have walked into the store. But
see, that's what I would have done.
Why would I need to do that? The guy just handed me a shirt.
I would have walked with you to a place where you could buy a new shirt. I would not give you my shirt.
Okay.
And you'd be walking around with the fucking I Heart NY t-shirt and fucking dress pants. the t-shirt tucked into a fucking pants, slacks with a belt.
So we end up going back. So I told you we went to the hallway of the hotel room and we're like kind of passing out there because it's like 5 a.m. now when we finally get back there.
Yeah.
And I realized that like there's something in my ear. And I reached in my ear. And I pull my finger out and it's really yellow and I'm like, man, I Q-tip every day. How can I have? And then I'm like, it's a motherfucking Dorito. I had Dorito dust in both of my ears, and then I realize it's coating my hair. Like I start running my hands through my hair and there's Dorito dust coming on. And you can't get Dorito dust. Shattered Dorito dust. You cannot get out of your fucking hair.
So obviously he ran his fingers through your hair. With Dorito hands.
No, I think just when the bag exploded, the dust just shot up into the air like an atomic mushroom cloud, and I got fallout.
So you literally combed Dorito powder out of your fucking hair.
Well, I tried to. I tried, like, you know.
That might be the nerdiest fight ever. Even mayonnaise in the Heroes Talk Room agrees. It's so dramatic. Instead of being covered in blood, he had Dorito dust on him.
Yeah, you know, you try like reaching in your ear and feeling something crunchy and not knowing what the hell it is. It's a little shocking.
It is, but then, you know, maybe I would think, oh, this is probably something that was in the bag of snacks the skinny man I fucking destroyed on the street was holding. He was going to have a good night enjoying some fucking, you know, terrible snacks. But I fucking punched him in the head several times.
Did he
at least get his Doritos back?
No, apparently that's one thing he ended up being really mad about. I found out subsequently. I found out subsequently he was actually infuriated by the loss of Doritos.
So he wasn't, you know, as mad about being fucking destroyed and embarrassed.
Yeah, so like you know, so the first altercation we had, you know, I've now heard that the reason he ran down the city block to engage in the second altercation was because he was upset about the Doritos.
That's why.
Apparently,
he charged you and tried to tackle you.
I guess he was drunk enough that he wasn't fazed by the.
Who told you that?
He did actually.
Oh, you spoke with him.
I did communicate with him by email today.
Oh shit! So today this just happened today that you communicated. This is the first communication.
Well, sort of.
Because I mean, with me, if I'm getting in a fight with somebody, I'm completely severing your relationship. I'm never going to see this person again.
Just, well, see, there's an issue with that. I couldn't really be done because there's a wedding next week, and we're both going to be there. And the truth is, I didn't want that. I didn't want that to be awkward. So I felt like it would be a good idea to try to bury the hatchet.
Oh,
so that,
man, you have to as soon as the electric slide comes down, you got to fucking pop that guy in the right.
Just
in the
throw
place.
Down right in the middle of the electric slide,
or that one song, slide to the left. Bam! And whenever that bass hits, just fucking punch him in the chin.
When you do that, the clap, 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 like, everybody clap your hands. Yeah, everyone's clapping has come up behind
and
just
fucking rain
blows.
No one
would even know because it would be muffled by the sound of the clapping.
Rain blows on the back of the one suit that he owns. Just fucking knock him down on the parquet floor.
It really wasn't the total end of it because he ended up having to stay in the room that night, which, like I said, I thought was a bad idea. But my other friends were so sick and tired of the whole shenanigans that I had no choice in the matter. I literally got dragged into the friggin' room by the other person's shirt and made to sleep there.
When you got punched in the stomach first,
yeah.
Were you shirtless at the time? Did he punch you as you were tensing your abdomen?
I was consistently shirtless throughout the evening.
Like that fucking the gay fetish gut punching videos. that's the worst shit. There was a whole fucking article I read on this whole gut punching movement where there's just videos of these fucking twinks with six pack abs getting punched and even like run over with motorcycles on the fucking abdomen. Like they just take it to see if they can, and then they post it on YouTube, and it's like so prevalent that it was like gut punch became GP. So you look for GP videos on fucking YouTube, and you'll see Shawnee Murphy tensing up with his torn shirt, just getting a fucking orange Dorito fist right into the belly button. Yeah, Ustreamer 96117 says I only read the gay sites for the articles. Jesus Christ, that really is fucking terrible. Listen, if you hang out on Fuck the Bag and FBA, you might see some gay shit. Okay, I'm just letting you know. Ask Goatweed. Anyway, continue, please.
So I was forced to actually spend the night in the same room, regardless of whether or not I thought it was a good idea. But you know, okay, so nothing shook out, nothing happened. I mean, there was threats all around, like from everyone in the room, that if anything were further to happen, there'd be like an ass kicking by everybody of that to that person. So
I'm telling you, you got to make a napkin mask and fucking just house him, just lay him out when they're fucking doing the garter. I'm telling you. You would be.
Well, that's actually
legend.
An interesting thing. That's an interesting thing because that's the there's a lot of times there's some fighting going on there.
That's true
for that garter. I didn't get in a fight so much as accidentally punch someone in the head.
Yeah, that's right. You did punch somebody for the fucking garter.
Yeah.
You do that. You get into like scissor holds and shit. Like you really want that. You get the garter every time.
I've sworn off garters, but I did get it like four weddings in a row at one point.
Are you going to go up for that one this time? He probably will, right?
No, I don't think I will at this wedding.
Okay, if you see him go up, will you just to let him know?
Just to get the shot, like let the garter goes up. Garter goes up, quick punch the stomach, snag of the garter out of the sky.
Put your fucking
your 1-2 combination of punch snag.
Your leather elbow patch in his fucking teeth. I don't know. Like I'm describing some fucking psychology professor suit. Leather elbow patch. Jesus Christ.
You would have thought this would have been over, you know, a night's sleep. Next morning, wake up, and the guy, he was, you know, because he was originally supposed to not stay in the room, so the guy whose house he was supposed to go back to is saying, okay, we got to go, get up, we got to go, we got to get the train, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And he finally stumbles himself up, and he makes another comment about the previous night, like, you know, like starting shit up again. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, Are you fucking kidding me?
Everybody's clear-headed now, and he's still talking shit.
Yeah, because he had it in his head, and I don't know why, that I just kind of had psychotically snapped and hit him for no reason. I seriously would have been a completely deranged psychopath, just out of the blue, just start wailing on somebody in the street.
Well, you did tear off your own shirt and fucking jump on a man.
I did not tear off my own shirt, you fucking asshole.
I don't know. I mean, to me, it seems like UFC is fucking influencing the fights. Like, people who watch UFC now are trying to fight like their favorite fighters. Whereas, like you're doing the rear naked choke, and you're in full mount on this poor fuck. His face is in a gutter and sewage is running past his fucking face. And it used to be like guys would just fucking just hockey fight. Whenever they got into a bar, they would try to pull the fucking shirt over somebody's head, just start wailing through the goddamn garment. And now everybody's they're all fucking trained Brazilian jiu-jitsu artists.
Well, you know, I mean, you're not too far off because I think the very first UFC fight I ever watched, I mean, that was years ago where we went to Vegas and saw that fight. I mean, what's that, 4 or 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
The very first UFC fights I started watching, I remember, I think one of the very first ones, I saw someone get choked out. And I thought that was like the coolest shit.
Yeah.
And so since then, I've watched training videos on how to make sure you do it, how to make sure like, you know, like someone can't break out of it. Because if you don't lock it in right, someone can really just very easily pull your arm off and you won't get it in. So I've learned like the method. I mean, really, you get a chokehold in.
Shit, you've been researching this.
Yeah, I want to know how to do it because I really want to choke someone out at some point.
So maybe it could be said that in your fervor for like wanting to do this and put your research to good use, maybe the slightest abdomen punch was like perceived as your opportunity for fucking go time.
Well, I don't
because you went right for the choke.
I think it was just like natural behavior for me at that point. Like I. Well, and that's where it kind of goes a little bit further is earlier in the night, and I don't know why, we're at the bar and just fucking around, joking around with someone, and I put him in like a joke choke. Like I had him in a choke hold.
A joke like, choke.
A joke choke. Like I was just kind of doing it. I didn't actually like
would you
choke
do some
him,
fucking,
but I just.
Would you put him in a choke and do some Dave Coulier impressions? Like do a Popeye laugh and choke him out over their fucking Miller Lite?
I don't remember exactly how that I don't remember exactly how that shook out, but we were just fucking around. And then later, the guy whose party it was, the bachelor, he came around and he was putting me into a chokehold, but he was wasted and he was doing it wrong.
316-768-4472. Please lower whatever you're listening to. You're on the DJ Newstyle Show with Shawnee Murphy. Who's this?
This is Walter Subject, sir. How are you?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Not too bad, actually. I'm a little concerned for our good friend Shawnee Murphy.
We all are.
I think it's a very dangerous assumption that you watch a couple of YouTube clips and read a how-to video on how to chokehold people and decide to take it on in the streets of New York to try to prove a point. I think that's remotely dangerous.
I think you're changing the story around a little bit to meet your benefit of showing some fear towards me. I mean, that's not exactly the way it went down.
Yeah, like you're actively like a drug dealer looking for a fix. You're stalking the fucking street corners looking for some
just
dummy
for someone to choke out
using one of the remaining payphones.
Yeah, let's totally forget the fact that these guys train for like decades to get good at this stuff. And I saw on YouTube a 3-minute clip on YouTube, so I know exactly how to do it in a pressure situation. You know, whatever happened to just a good right hand? To the face.
Well, that's how it started, but naturally, because I've actually been practicing in repetitions, I ended up putting him into a chokehold. It wasn't even like a thought process at that point. It just naturally happened.
Yeah, I mean,
you need to work on that. Well, you need, Shawnee, Dennis, you got you're learning your techniques on YouTube. Now you just got to get you a little bit of power. You got to be able to knock him out.
Yeah,
that way he's not talking anymore. Shit.
Yeah, you gotta Brock.
So I want to knock him out first and then choke him.
You want the Shane Carwin power and the fucking choke of basically anybody who fought Frank Trigg.
Yeah, you know, and then you could pull a. And I just want to make sure I acknowledge the DJ Newstyle the 2-piece combination that I did catch the reference.
Thank you very much.
And it was not lost. But
I throw that out there every now and then for you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and you just got to get that knockout part. And then, no, you don't have to take your shirt off and to prove that you're a man. So you just knock him out and let your fist do the talking, bro.
He flexed and let out a kia, which is just a fucking scream of fury into the streets.
Yeah, so basically, it
was the yelling that made the shirt pop off, actually.
They were basically, how long this fight took, they were basically trying to recreate that Roddy Piper fight scene in They Live. It was like 15 minutes long.
Jesus Christ. But there were no Doritos in that one. That's the problem. Yeah.
The Doritos added to the element. Like, it was just, you know, them flying through the air. So when we replay this in super slow-mo, That's going to be pretty awesome when you see the Doritos. You'll be able to see in HD. You'll be able to see each grain of Dorito dust as it enters
little,
my hair.
It'd be a little product placement. You know, you could get money for sponsorships for that.
You should. And when he goes to work, he's going to have fucking Sprawl and
Doritos.
Science tattooed on his fucking tie, just sewn
absolutely.
In.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, by the way, Hate Us Talk. That's hateustalk.tumblr.com. Episode 31 is up. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. 32 got taped. It's a special guest host.
Really?
For episode 32. Okay. I have not heard from Mr. Jimmy JJ yet. I'll probably, if I ever heard anything, I'll probably call tomorrow and get word.
Well, I hope everything went well. He did go under the knife. He had his surgery, and I hope everything's well with him. I haven't heard from him either. So.
Yeah, episode 31, basically, we talked about his fear of... the surgery, upcoming surgery, and stuff like that. So if you get a chance, if you haven't listened to an episode yet, 31's a pretty good one to start with. I thought it was a pretty good episode. So
you got to check it out. Go to hateustalk.tumblr.com.
And I've made progress on hateustalk.com. I actually sat down and stared at it. And so if you go to hateustalk.com, you'll see a picture of Walter Subject and a little sign that says, hey, this is the first time. And it doesn't really say anything, but it's coming along quite nicely. So hopefully here pretty soon.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you very much for the call. And,
thank you.
If you do hear from Leslie, tell him that we're all wishing him well, and we hope he's okay.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. See, people are concerned. They hear that you're doing the research on the internet to learn these moves, and they think, like I do, that you're just fucking chomping at the bit to use them. You don't learn something without wanting to use it.
Well, I clearly want to at some point choke someone out. I do. There's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would love to do it. And I think I might have accidentally done it at the bachelor party.
Jesus Christ.
So, continue. So, you know, I told you we were joking around.
The bachelor
comes behind me and he does something similar, but he's doing it all wrong. He's not doing the steps I learned on the internet. And so, he's wasted at this point. He can barely stand up. So I'm literally, like, manipulating his arms around my neck and showing him what to do, and he's still doing it wrong. So
I say,
you know what, let me show you how it's done. So I get behind him, and I haven't done anything yet. Like, I literally haven't done a thing to him. And this guy's a big guy. I mean, he's a hockey player. Like, you look at him, you know he's a hockey player. He's, you know, 220 pounds probably.
Mullet, no teeth.
Probably, like, 6'2". No, but he's just a big dude. And the next thing I know, before I've done anything, he just falls backwards on top of me, just tumbles over backwards, lands on me, crushes me.
Oh, shit. And, you really did choke him out.
And I'm like, that was my initial thought. I thought, oh, he's just fucking with me. He just... He either was pretending like he was choking out, or that was his move to break out of the choke. You know, like as you fall down, you make me fall. You know, he'd break out of the choke that way. Because I mean, it did break whatever hold I had, but I didn't really have it cinched in and locked yet. But I wasn't intending on doing so because I wasn't planning on choking him out. But
you are obsessed with choking. You know, now that I think about it, when we went to Vegas, you took what I thought was a joke picture of you. With Jimmy in a rear naked choke, and it was fucking deep. You had that locked in.
He had his tongue hanging out in that picture.
Maybe I'll post that picture later on in the forums. Heroestalk.com/forum. I don't know. I mean, I haven't been in a fucking fight in years. There are times where I pray that someone will do something. Like I have such a bad fucking day that I'll pray that I can just punch people. And not get arrested. Like the having the legally clear fight like you had to feel good. Didn't it feel good to just punch on this person?
I gotta be honest, it's a little weird, and I'm actually a little worried about my psychological condition, because afterwards, after each incident, and really for the rest of the night, there was like nothing. Like I was like blank. I mean, there was no emotion. There was no adrenaline.
No remorse, nothing.
I wasn't fearful.
No shame.
I wasn't happy. I wasn't fearful. I had not. It was like I was like a blank slate. So since then, I've kind of been like, so, you know, put this into some context. I've been watching a lot of Dexter lately, everyone on the show has been saying I've got a serial killer bookshelf, and now I just got in a fight, and I actually felt nothing afterwards. So now I've been starting to worry. Like I'm like, am I a sociopath?
I love that you have a serial killer bookshelf because it has books on it. Like how the fuck is that a serial killer bookshelf?
I'm just saying what the listeners told me.
Well, like, actually, you did tell them that it's sorted by fucking by genre and meticulously maintained. Never mind.
I'm watching Dexter and he goes grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And his wife in the show goes, "You alphabetize your grocery list?" And he looks at her and goes, "Yeah, how else would I do it?" And then I'm like, I've alphabetized my grocery list before and categorized it. Like, I'll print out an Excel spreadsheet, put things into categories, and so I know what aisle it, and I'm
maybe,
like,
maybe you want, maybe you you've just a serial killer that's never acted on it.
Maybe,
like you've
maybe
never possible. Taken the leap. Now you're obsessed with chokes. You've obviously jumped into that fucking ring. Maybe just give it a shot. Find somebody who's fucking down on their luck. Put them out of their misery.
The thing is, I started figuring. Like I'm sitting here, I'm worried that I'm becoming a sociopath. But I think that kind of negates the possibility of me being a sociopath. Like if I'm sitting there worried that I'm becoming a sociopath, I don't think I actually can be. I think it kind of precludes the possibility of me being a sociopath if that happens.
I think so. If you care, that's the thing. But the fact is, like, at that moment, you didn't care whether, like, the good time was ruined, whether this person hated you and the relationship you had was irreparable, or, like, your friends that, like, invited you there think less of you. You just didn't care about any of that. And you didn't care that you'd just been in a fucking fight in your adult years.
I felt nothing. There was nothing. I felt nothing. It was like literally like a blank slate. I felt nothing. No shame, no fear, no regret, no – I wasn't even happy. It's not like I was like, you know, enjoying it. It was just nothing. Just complete blank slate.
Yeah,
was,
I mean, maybe we need to maybe we need to get Ed McGrath out to get one of his girlfriends paid for and see if you enjoy, you know, taking them to their fucking – their end. I don't know. Just see if you like it on a hooker. That's what NorCal Murph says. Kill a
hooker.
I think,
you know, that's kind of how you start. But yeah. usually serial killers start on like animals.
You think? Have you ever killed an animal?
No, I cannot. There's no way. I can't harm an animal. I'm like the big. I would be the world's worst hunter ever. Like I would be like I would have the gun up on my shoulder and I would be trembling. I'd be the guy who like pretends to shoot it and misses on purpose.
So, know, just because you're out with the guys and you wanna let them think, oh, I'm all about this, dude. Just fucking donate the meat to the hungry and keep the antlers, bro. And then like you see them, and all of a sudden you're like you're praying you see nothing, but you finally see something. And you're like, oh shit, gotta take a goddamn shot at that son of a bitch, goddamn. And so you fire like into a tree, and the thing runs away. Like,
I would
do was the this close. I think I hit him who's outside the vitals though. Let's look for a blood trail. And you fucking get everybody off the game. You don't see shit. And then you go fucking drink. And they're all fucked up. And they're like, I'll tell you what. Shawnee Murphy done chuck a shot at the goddamn doo-doo-doo. And then everything's well. So, but you couldn't actually kill the animal.
No. There's no way. I could not. I can't.
By the way, you're now in a fucking hunting club with people from the Deep South. I don't know why I put you in that category.
You've signed me up for the hunting club with the Deep South. No, I can't even, like, I kid you not, and this is probably going to come off really weird. If I see a bug in my house, I usually don't kill it.
It's gay.
I'll usually, like, try to let it out, or I'll let, you know, like, my
no,
cat, I'll let
why?
My cat kill.
Why? A bug?
I don't want to kill. I just don't. Want to kill it? Like so, hookers, I'll kill without batting an eyelash.
You'll punch your friend, but you won't kill an insect.
No, I will kill an insect, but
no, you'll have your cat do it for you.
No, well, sometimes I'll do that, but you know, if it's actually going to cause me some distress, like it's a mosquito in the house, and the cat won't do it, and there's a potential like the mosquito will bite me.
Okay,
and there's no way for me to get the bug out of the house with you know easily.
What about a
then I will break down and kill the bug.
What about a ladybug? Wouldn't kill a ladybug.
I would scoop the ladybug and throw it out the window.
That's gay.
I would walk outside and toss it.
That's gay.
Yeah, maybe.
They're gonna cause you, every insect will cause you distress. They'll land on your fucking screen when you're watching TV, just completely take you out of whatever you're watching. And you have to go up and smack them if you miss, and then they're up in the light. Now your attention's gone. You forgot what you watched. And yeah, you know, people say killing ladybugs, it's bad luck. But you know what? I don't fucking buy it. I don't buy that killing a certain type of insect brings you fucking bad luck. I don't believe in luck like that. I just don't. Praying mantis, fuck it. You know what? I fucked up.
I like what Keith Fu said in the chat room. Mosquitoes are hard to choke out.
They really, really are.
Listen. You try to lay a chokehold on a mosquito, man. That shit just doesn't work.
You got to find the right YouTube video, the right tutorial. You need to shift your research a little bit. Figure out how to get that done.
I mean, there is one bug that I will definitely kill, and that's a wasp. I will have no remorse killing a wasp.
No, well, that's good.
But that's about it.
Maybe you should work on it. I don't know why you wouldn't want to kill bugs. I just don't
feel like it's necessary.
People who think they're Buddhists do, like Sobers. Sobers claims to be like Buddhist because he won't kill bugs and shit. And like in the what's his name from the Beastie Boys, MCA, spends the 80s fucking doing coke and shooting guns into alleys, and then all of a sudden 94 hits and he can't kill a fucking fly in his apartment. I don't understand. It's a fucking nuisance. It doesn't mean shit. And its lifespan is 3 fucking days. What are you giving it, an extra day?
It's not that. It's just if I don't have to kill it, then I'm not going to. That's just where it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, if I have to kill it, if I'm put in the situation where I have no choice but to end that bug's life, then I'm going to go ahead and kill it. But otherwise, I'm going to scoop it up and throw it outside if I can.
Shawnee Murphy's greater than Chuck Norris. Thank you, Mayonnaise. Thank you. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Lots of people call my phone.
What's up, my nigga? What's up, my nigga? Where you at, you bitch-ass nigga?
Who is you, nigga? Who is you?
Nigga, you know who I am, nigga. This DJ New Style, my nigga.
Yeah, this DJ New Style, nigga. What you trying to do, nigga?
Nigga, this ain't DJ New Style, nigga. DJ New Style on the webcam, you bitch-ass nigga. You a sweet-ass nigga.
Nigga, you is a dirty-ass, ashy-ass nigga with your rhinoceros elbows, nigga.
Like I said, nigga, when we do shows out there, my nigga, I'ma come see you. I'ma come see you, you bitch-ass nigga.
Hey,
you bitch-ass nigga. You a sweet-ass nigga, motherfucking hoe-ass nigga, my nigga. The fuck, nigga, we can come do the nigga. What the fuck, nigga? What's up, nigga? I do shows and be
hey, hey, yo, nigga. Nigga, you want to squab, nigga? You want to throw hands, nigga?
Yeah, nigga, I'll beat the fuck out your sweet ass, nigga.
Nigga, you want to throw hands with me, nigga?
I'll beat the fuck out of you, your brother, nigga, whoever you bring, my nigga.
Nigga, I'm going to make you so bruised, you're going to be blacker than Monster Meech, nigga.
Man, real shit, nigga. You sweet, bruh. Sweet, bruh. Nigga, flat out, my nigga. You see what my money do, my nigga. You see what my money do, nigga, bruh. You a sweet ass nigga, my nigga. You ain't getting no money, my nigga.
Stop talking.
I never even heard of you as a DJ, my nigga. My shit's been everywhere, my nigga. You a bitch, nigga, bruh.
What do you perform? What music do you play?
Nigga, what the fuck you, nigga? What, nigga? Gangster music, nigga. Hip hop, nigga. What the fuck you mean, nigga? Rap gangster, shoot it up, nigga. What the fuck you mean, bitch, nigga? Fuck, nigga, don't play no games, nigga. Ask me, nigga. You crazy, nigga. You sweet ass, nigga. So fuck, nigga, you already know, bitch, nigga. Fuck, nigga.
Can you do me a favor and say a sentence without nigga in it?
Man, shut the fuck up, my nigga. You a bitch-ass nigga, my nigga. You a fuck-ass nigga. Bitch-ass nigga. Like I said, my nigga, you know I'm rocking, my nigga. And Cleese, you bitch, nigga. The fuck, nigga. You hoe-ass nigga. And I got your number, bruh. The fuck, nigga. You sweet-ass nigga, bruh. You sweet-ass nigga. You a bitch-ass nigga. I'll whoop your whole ass, my nigga. The fuck, nigga. Right time I see you, bruh, nigga. It's closed purpose for you, nigga. You already know, nigga. Fuck Detroit. What's happening, you bitch-ass nigga? Bitch-ass nigga.
Can you say one sentence without the word nigga?
Man, shut the fuck up, man. You sweet, bro.
There you go. Congratulations.
You a sweet-ass nigga, my nigga.
Almost.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I've got something to tell you about. One place you can go to keep tabs on everything that's going on with this fine internet radio show. My Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. New videos, pictures, thoughts, questions, go there, comment. I will comment back. I will talk to you. I will bring myself down from my tower to your lowly level. address you and treat you as my equal, even though that's impossible. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. You go there, you click like, and your friends know that you have taste and class, and you like funny shit. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Eat your body. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Hey, don't forget to check out Best in Show Radio. That's bestinshowradio.com. They're here on Thursday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And also, The Awful Hour. Go to theawfulhour.com. They post a show. Listen, honestly, they post one whenever they feel like fucking posting one. But they have 20 fine episodes up there right now. If you haven't heard them yet, you need to listen to them. And you need to pass them along. TheAwfulHour.com, BestInShowRadio.com, all this and more on HearUsTalk.com. God, I'm doing a fucking beautiful job promoting. I don't know, Shawnee Murphy. I'm such a good promoter. I'm such a good promoter and reader of things that I have to read. So, and you know why I'm so good? Because I can communicate on the internet. And I have certain tools for this. I know I have the tools to get the job done with this. And one of them is ICU2. Are you familiar with ICU2, Shawnee Murphy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's lots of choices for internet telephony. But yeah. ICU2 is clearly the best of them all.
I mean, they're around the first. Everybody else is like, holy shit, look what ICU2 is doing. How can I get in this fucking game? And you know what? They all fucking suck dicks, except ICU2. That's ICU2.com. ICU2 is a video conferencing service that has competition that sucks penises and ball sacks. ICU2 is never going to cripple your user experience. That's the mistake a lot of their competition has made. They say, okay, use my shit. And then they're like, oh, well, you know, you can only have like 20 friends. And you've sent out far too many messages. ICU2 says, fuck all that. Use our fucking software. Talk to some fucking people. And look at their fucking faces from wherever they are. Any place in the world, you'll be face to face with them. Go to ICU2.com. That's ICU2.com. ICU2.com. Listen, they won the 2009 People's Choice Award for internet communication. Okay? Let's see how they do in 2010.
I want to see that happen.
I want to see it happen. I want to fucking...
Two in a row.
Back to back, ICU2. You can do it. Watch as many fucking videos as you like. It's free to try. Just give it a fucking shot. You have a Windows PC? Of course you do. You have a Mac? Hey, listen. Mac version coming soon. Until then, put fucking Parallels or boot camp on your shit, you lazy fuck, and get ICU2 on there right the fuck today, you prick bastard. I don't think they wanted that in there.
They don't think they want you to insult the listening audience.
I'm sure they're cool with you know, having their competition called cocksuckers.
This is high pressure sales here, okay?
You buy this fucking chat, I break your fucking head. You want to sell chat through me or what, Paul?
I sell.
ICU2.com. Just fucking do it. Be a goddamn human and try it out. Just give it a fucking shot. Because to be perfectly honest with you, I look around. I try to find something better than ICU2, and it's tough. Okay? Not everybody can use it because there's people, you know, on Macintosh computers. They're working on their Mac version. So I try to interact. I went on after the show last week. It was decided that a bunch of us who were listening would go to a tiny chat room, tinychat.com/heroestalk. We all went there. And for some reason, I guess when numbers increase in the listenership, the people in the room, when that increases, it kind of like features you as a popular room, and random people make their way in. And that call that you heard on the break, if you didn't, you know, you missed it if it's live, download it. If you download it, just fucking back up. It's cool. It's how it works. That call that I received on my phone was from a person who I thought was a fucking fake Kamloop in the tiny chat room.
He was bobbing his head for 30 minutes straight on the camera, just going like this.
He looked like an animated GIF of a black dude just bobbing his head left to right like this. And occasionally, you know, he would bob his head like maybe 100 times, and he would hold up like some fucking fake diamond chain and then go right back to bobbing his head. I'm like, oh, that guy's obviously a Kamloop. You get into... Yeah, go ahead.
I'm talking to you, and I don't know how to work this tiny chat shit. And I'm like, how do I know who's talking? There's so many people I wanted to mute in there. And I'm like, what about this guy? You're like, oh, he's just a fake Cam.
Yeah, I mean, if you get into the chat roulettes, the fucking Omegles and the tiny chats, you can begin to discover that people like to use fake loops as their video stream to try and dupe people, to get people to be like, oh, look at this guy, he's crazy. And I swear to God, I would have bet everything that he was fake until, and I forgot that I had my scroll, this thing here at the bottom of my video feed. I have a scroll of like the times we're on, the websites, and the phone number. And I forgot that I had that on in Tiny Chat until my fucking phone rang. And I, sweet ass nigga, bitch ass nigga, hoe ass nigga, we're coming to Detroit. We're gonna do a show there. Fuck Detroit. The guy just went fucking ballistic on me. And to the point where he added me, he must have remembered the number or something, because after that, the next day, I got fucking voicemail from the guy. I'm not even fucking kidding. I'm actually looking for the fucking file right now. I have it saved as bitch ass nigga. I'm pretty sure.
I thought you had it saved as sweet ass nigga.
No, that was the full one that we played. This is the voicemail. I didn't play. That was a call that I recorded while I was on it during the break. This is a recording that captures two voicemails he sent during the next fucking day during business hours. I get emails when I receive a voicemail to the show number. This is what he had to say here. It's surprisingly not much different.
Bitch ass nigga, fuck Detroit, nigga. Please don't beg, nigga. Bitch ass nigga, Motor says nigga, this is Cleveland's finest, you bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, and like that's two messages. I guess the guy asked, is he on? He on? And guy like, nah. So he left two fucking messages in the span of 5 minutes. With bitch ass nigga, hoe ass nigga, Cleveland on deck, fuck Detroit.
Sweet ass nigga.
I'm not, you know, anybody who knows, I'm from New Jersey. I've never ever pretended to be from Detroit.
What happened was there was someone else in the room, I think, that you muted.
Oh, okay.
That was actually, I think it got like crosstalked because he was fighting with this Cleveland's Finest guy, but I think Cleveland's Finest thought it was you, and the other guy was talking shit about Detroit.
Oh, okay.
And Cleveland's Finest thought it was you, so he went after you.
All right. I started
because what was happening is Cleveland's Finest was like going off on you because of your name, DJ Newstyle.
There's
a couple people in the room are doing that. And the other guy was like going
bitch
off.
Bitch ass nigga.
You got to sample that.
Bitch ass nigga.
Was going off on Cleveland's Finest. And then I think it just got like mixed up. And he calls you and starts going off on you. It was fucking hysterical.
I don't know. I mean, that type of shit, if it didn't make me laugh, it would throw me into a fucking tailspin. It would throw me into a fucking rage. I would just scream at the fucking guy. I think I did actually start screaming at the fucking guy.
Well, you did, like, you know, like, just, like, you did a whole shut up thing. Shut up! Shut up! Let me talk!
Yeah, because I couldn't get a word in edgewise. I knew just eventually to just shut up. And then whenever I heard a break, just talk. And then I would get nothing but, ho ass, nigga, bitch ass, nigga, ho ass. Fuck, Cleveland on deck. Cleveland on deck. We going to do a show in Detroit. We going to see you. I got your address. Okay, great. First of all, you obviously don't have my fucking address because you have the wrong city and state. It's not my fucking address. I give my state to you. That's the first fucking piece of the fucking puzzle. Cleveland on deck. I challenge you. No, I don't challenge you. Please, just fucking go away. Cleveland on deck. I really have found that lately, you expressed your fucking breaking point where you just snap. I have one because it's every day. I don't fucking jump on people and punch, but I get so fucking filled with rage at the slightest little fucking inconvenience. The littlest things eat at me, and I just don't know how to not give a fuck about them. Like, the dome lids at Quick Check, oh, that just fucking... How could you not have fucking dome lids? I lose my fucking mind. Most people would just take the other lid and say, oh, that's unfortunate that I am going to spill this all over my lap when I'm driving because I have an inferior fucking lid and they don't care about their customers. But I can't let it fucking go. I can't. The littlest fucking things. And I don't know if I don't know if this is something new with me or not.
Well, no, I've definitely noticed you've been raging a lot lately. Like you've definitely been harboring some animosity towards the world recently. I mean, even like where you're kind of taking it out on me.
How am I taking it out on you?
All right. Well, the other night we're talking.
We do that.
Playing our nightly StarCraft. And for some reason,
by the way, play StarCraft. I'm not ashamed anymore.
Yeah, we're not ashamed. We just say it's out there. Everyone knows. So there's no point in trying to even beat around the bush. But you start like now. As I mentioned on the show 2 weeks ago, I've quit smoking. Or, you know, I'm working on it. You know, it's I'm on the patch. I'm doing all this stuff. I do want to quit.
You're holding up
but,
to that?
But I have well, except for Saturday night. But other than come on, I got in a fight. And I was in a bachelor party drinking. But other than that, yes, that was the only time.
Okay.
And as we also discussed 2 weeks ago, I've had a number of failures to actually quit.
Yes.
And you start, like, letting me have it, like, all, like, raging at me. About my failures to quit. And finally, at some point, like,
how did I let you have it?
You were like going off on me. You're like, you never really quit. You say you quit, but you don't quit.
No, you know why? You know what pisses me off about you? You know what fucking pisses me off? Here's what pisses me off. You say,
rage, I'm telling you.
No, because you act like you have these fucking superpowers that you can't possibly have by definition. You say, I can quit smoking whenever I want. However, the minute you smoke again, you didn't quit, so you never could quit.
But like at some point, you say you actually did quit. You ceased to do it, and then you resumed doing it. There, like, yes, I didn't quit permanently, but there was a time period where I was not smoking.
If you're not now, you never were, bro. Straight edge for life.
So you, yes, I have said that before. All right. And every time I have put my mind to it, I have ceased to smoke. Yes, I have inevitably gone back. In fact, at one time it was 4 years where I didn't smoke a single cigarette, and there was no breakdowns in that period.
Okay.
And I did go back. But
when you went back,
it's a matter of semantics of what
when
you're
you
saying.
Went back,
saying quitting, you have to do it for all of eternity for the rest of your life.
Hold on. No, no, no.
And
no.
I'm saying you can quit temporarily, and then you relapse.
You have the power to postpone your cigarette use. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. When you had the 4 year gap of quitting and you went back, after that point, did you find yourself addicted to smoking?
Well, every time I've gone back,
you didn't quit. You didn't quit.
Well, then you never quit. So, but that's the point. Like, out of the blue,
I will support. I'll be a friend. I'll be a human. I'll support you in the fact that you want to quit.
No, fuck you.
The thing is, stop acting like you're fucking Superman with this shit.
How it goes down. Out of the blue, for no fucking reason, you start going off on me about my failure to quit. And, like, I just kind of sat there and took it for a couple minutes. And then, like, 3 minutes later, I'm like, what a motherfucker. I'm like, I get it if I was currently in the process of smoking, but I'm trying to quit right now.
I felt really fucking bad.
You start going off. So I think what was my response? I'm just like 3 minutes later, I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm like, you are an asshole. And you're like, what'd I do? And I'm like, so I lay all that out, and you're like, oh yeah, I kind of am an asshole. I'm
yeah,
like,
but the thing is,
I feel really bad about that. And you got all apologetic, and you like told me how you really want me to quit. And
I do want you to quit because it's a bad thing
after that. But it started off with this rage issue out of the blue, where you just started yelling at me about my previous failures to quit, which I would have had no problem with.
Look, I want fucking superpowers too. Okay. I want to be able to have some kind of fucking extraordinary skill. And when I hear people say that they have something, and I know they don't, I need to fucking say, hey, you're being insensitive to my desires to be a fucking superhero.
It was like, I don't remember the last time I even made that statement. You just like it was like something
was
you were mad about from like a year and a half ago, because that was like the last time I actually did try to quit.
Okay, so that's not really not that big of a fucking deal. So I fucking...
So you bring up something from a year and a half ago.
Okay, but I kind of came off of it, you know.
You came down after I called you out on it. Yeah, so you, sure. You got all apologized.
I saw the error. I saw it, and I apologize. I made good, even though it's fucking impossible. But anyway, you know what? Was I wrong? Saturday, did you smoke?
Yeah, but that is no, that doesn't was mean, like wrong? A year and a half in.
QED,
like,
nigga.
While I'm actually fucking.
All right, anyway.
So yeah, but you picked a really bad time. While I'm actually in the process of trying to do it, you decide to like lecture me about how I'm incapable of doing it.
Yeah, like, sure. It was in like the crucial first week where it's like, fuck it or keep going every minute of the day.
It's like, you know, those things where like the addict, you know, like the typical addict behavior is like, well, if no one's going to care that I'm doing it, why am I going to do it? You know,
it's like
you're like pushing me to that limit.
Smoke.
I'm like,
why don't you, faggot?
You're not going to quit anyway, faggot.
Should I light up? Yeah, light up. Go ahead. Smoke. You did before. Yeah. So, I mean, is that really that big? Okay.
All right. So, okay.
I admit. I'm an asshole at that point. That was a while ago, though. Like, what, like a month at this point?
No, that was like last week.
Whatever. It's fucking water under the bridge.
So then last night, and this is going to come off really gay.
What?
We're playing StarCraft again.
We played some StarCraft.
So you recognize that a certain type of attack is coming towards us. An aerial unit is coming towards us.
Yeah.
And I'm making units that typically can counter that fairly well.
Yeah.
And
what units? What were you making?
You decide you didn't like my choice of counter, and you start raging on me to do something different. You start yelling at me, what the fuck are you making those for? You can't, they're flying around, we can't do anything. You're just going to attack this thing, you can't move. You're just yelling, just gibberish at me, just going off.
You know what it was? I got caught up in the fact that anybody who ever plays the game will try the Protoss race because people believe it to be, oh, it's the strongest, most advanced. And then invariably, new people will say, well, what's the strongest unit I can build? I will build nothing but that. And then they will lose. They will be defeated soundly. So when I hear someone say, when I see someone going carriers right off the bat, that is the most late in the game unit you can get. And they're trying for it right off the bat. I think, okay, this should be a real easy win for us. So excuse me if I was getting a little bit frustrated that we were getting fucking raped. 411 games deep into playing StarCraft, we got fucking raped by this person employing the I just opened the shrink wrap strategy. I just, hey, what is this StarCraft? Let me give it a try strategy. And we got fucking demolished. I was fucking upset.
You were livid. You were like, I can't believe you gave up. Like the instant you saw like two of them, you were just like, ah, fuck.
It's done.
You were just going off. And then I think what ended up happening, because I didn't actually call you out on it this time. Like 2 minutes after you went on this complete rage fest, you were like, you know, I'm really sorry about that. You didn't deserve that.
You didn't deserve it. You went Thors and shit. Okay, I understand. I understand. Like, when I'm at, when you have to understand this shit, though. When you get into a froth, you just said you felt nothing, right? Seconds later, you felt nothing. I felt like a fucking, like $1 million. I got my embarrassment out of the way. And I'm like, yeah, fuck, who cares? Whatever. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't fucking matter. However, people like me, and I'm going to assume you, who just fucking get into these rages and instantly switch it off and they're cool again, leave fucking people in ruins next to them. Friends, family, fucking girlfriend, wife, girlfriend. Anyway, Amanda. Anyway, sometimes I need to realize that it's small potatoes. And I don't know how to not give a shit. I don't know how to not feel like I'm being fucked when I'm slightly inconvenienced. I'm willing to admit that, and I do try some things, okay? I'll go into a place to get breakfast or get a meal, and I expect there's something that's going to go wrong. So if I notice, like, what would have happened before is something would have gone wrong, and I'd be instantly fucking just destroyed, pissed. And it and if it ended up writing itself, I would still be pissed, and eventually it would be okay. But what I try and do now is I try and postpone everything until my entire transaction is complete. I look at what I have, and then if it's wrong, I lose my fucking mind, or I'm happy that I have everything I need to get, and I'll wait. It's not like I'm waiting 10 minutes to get my shit type thing. It's, hey, here's your wrong shit. And then I fucking flip out. Like, I'm trying to postpone. Give the benefit of the doubt to people.
See, like, but that's not really what you're doing. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit from my personal experience, because I used to have really bad rage issues, too. And I've gotten a lot better.
Okay.
But what you're actually doing...
Hold on. You're a lot better is what you've just described in the first half of the show.
I got attacked.
Okay, sure.
But I did everything I could throughout the entire night to.
I hope nobody comes at you with a few Funyuns in their hands. Jesus Christ! Fucking okay. Murder the man.
But what you're doing is you've decided immediately that your experience is going to be negative.
Yes.
And you're just setting. You're just putting it all together so that you can rage all at once, which is actually like worse. But what
I'm raging in I'm first of all you're I'm like I'm giving them the you're benefit. Like build,
no, you're not. You're building up your potential for rage. You're saying
you think?
this experience is going to suck, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, and it's not.
And when it's not, I'll be elated. I'll be happy.
You'll just be like, well, hey, you know, that's just what they were supposed to do.
Hey, anyway. Listen, that worked out fantastic. I go in there expecting gloom and doom and failure and fucking and problems. And when problems don't happen, hey, listen, looks like I won this one. And I walk out with my medium with skim and a fucking goddamn blueberry muffin.
You set yourself up so that when it does happen, you end up going on this complete rageaholic, you know, psychosis moment.
Yes.
But what you need to do, and I know you can do this because you and I are similar in this regard, is I used to be like complete raging driver. And in fact, I've talked about on the show a couple times about how I used to, like, you know, try to floor it at people's cars and drive straight into them. And
we've covered that.
So we don't need to recover that, but that doesn't happen anymore. And I think that's actually one of the easiest places you can start off by trying to work down your rage is when you're driving and inevitably you will see something fucked up on nearly every trip of any length.
Yes.
Instead of like getting mad about it, you just laugh at what an asshole that person is. You find humor in their insane behavior, and you just make it a funny event for you. You'd say, like, nah,
because you know what happens invariably when someone's going slow in front of you. You can't get out of the lane. You get out of the lane. You pull up next to them. It's someone who looks like they just fucking time traveled, and they have no idea what a road is. Like, oh, their eyes are wide and they look scared and they're either old or foreign. It just fucking destroys me. Like, you know how many times a week I scream with windows up, like at the fucking, and it works. That works.
It works for what? What's it do?
It just, it's like throwing water on a fucking campfire. You know what? Went from hot to complete, just fizzling.
But apparently it's not. You started off this segment by saying that you feel like you have uncontrollable rage issues now.
I'm trying to find ways to control it.
It's not working. Well, no, so your ways of controlling it is to just completely snap and scream.
No, just let it go. Let it peter out, because I don't have a big rage gas tank. I get filled with rage.
But you don't need to fill the tank is what I'm saying. Is just don't bother building up the rage at all. Just take it and find humor in it.
You know, I'll give it a shot.
Find humor in the fact that you are superior to this person and your driving ability.
I've found a new way to work, so I don't really encounter too much road rage lately. But what I'll do is I will document every situation I encounter that would have otherwise caused me to just fucking scream at my windshield. I will document it, and I'll go through how I'm feeling. And the things that I would be saying with old Ken. New Ken will just analyze what old Ken would do. And if I get video of it, I'll post it somewhere.
Okay. I think that's good. That'll be good.
You know, we can keep a record of it.
We can analyze it next show. We can see whether or not your way is better for you or my way is better for you.
Your way is to turn it into humor.
Turn it into humor.
Just laugh at how at how fucking
how bad and awful they are,
at how inconvenient these people are. The fact that if they,
that's not what you do.
The fact that if somebody pulled out in 1947, I would be on to work on time.
You are not getting the strategy whatsoever.
Just look at it and say, man, this guy really does suck at driving, and laugh at it. Okay, let's. I'll give it a fucking college try.
All right,
I sure will.
Give it a whirl. See what
it's,
you can
it's
make.
It's the elderly, though, to me. You know, they're okay. If I see an asshole driver, and it's like someone my age, or maybe a new driver, whatever. We all have off days.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Hey, listen. We all have our off days driving, okay? Like today, I don't know how I got home. I'll tell you the truth. I don't know how I got home. Now, you'll hear people say this after like a night of getting banged up. Like, oh, dude, fucking nothing but shots and fucking beer. I left work. And I woke up at a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. I don't know what happened in between. Like, I'm not even, like, exaggerating. I had to get out and check my car for dents. I did not know.
Like you didn't go out for a happy hour after work with the fellas?
Never do.
You just drove home but blacked out?
I don't remember.
Drive home.
Okay, I have, like, hazy images here and there. But maybe they're, like I'm trying to pinpoint where they'd be. And they're probably, like, 15 miles apart. I have a good half hour, 45 minute commute. Okay, so it's a little fucking bizarre to only be able to picture four little landmarks. So I went out of the car and I checked the car for dents. It didn't have shit. Nothing.
So this is right when you arrived at home.
No, realized, Dunkin' Donuts. I woke. I was so. In a Dunkin' Donuts. I guess I knew that I needed something, some kind of coffee. And so I went in, and problem free, by the way. Felt like a $1 million. I walked in there, walked out, no problems. I felt good. So that's why I think my benefit of the doubt thing is good. But listen, I'll just turn it all into a comedy. I don't know why I was so fucking tired today. It hasn't happened in so fucking long. Like, we're talking
you're
months.
You're usually up until like 3, 4 in the morning nightly.
Who isn't?
Most people with jobs are not.
Oh, well, you know, what are you going to do? So it's a little bit frightening, but when I see someone my age, someone who I picture as being someone of a mind where they can control what they're doing, I don't get mad. When I see the look of where am I? What am I doing? I don't know where I should have turned. I don't know why I'm on this road, which is to me, I see a foreigner driving bad. They always have that face on there. An old person driving slow. They always have the mouth agape, just staring and like they're
so wait.
They don't know their name anymore all of a sudden.
Let me just get this straight. Someone who has complete control over their inability to drive and is still driving poorly, that doesn't bother you. But someone who actually doesn't have control over this is just screwed because they just won't be able to do it. That one bothers you. So the person who makes a conscious decision to suck, you're cool with.
Yeah.
But the person who doesn't, you get angry at.
I figure they got enough credit in the bank. They probably logged enough drives of flawless showings. You know, you're okay to weave in and out.
I mean, that's I'm thinking the opposite of what a normal human would think.
But my image of the whole thing is that this person, this elderly person, or this person from another land has no idea what they're doing all the time. You see? Like, you average it out, they're always at zero. That's where I'm going. And I see that look. There's always the fucking expression of, like, an old person, obviously, they get in the car, they know where they're going to go, and then, boop, okay, holy shit, there's corn all around. I'm in a cornfield. What the fuck is this? Like, if you were driving to work and all of a sudden everything turned into a fucking black and white movie and you're in a cornfield, you would have the same expression as they always have whenever they're causing problems for me. Bewilderment.
So what's your solution to this?
yell at them. yell at my fucking thing.
But they're bewildered, so they don't even know you're yelling at them.
That, no one knows, because I have my windows up. It's just a release. That's my fucking pressure valve.
You don't do the hand gestures?
Valve.
You don't do the hand gestures?
Okay, yeah, maybe I do. I'm half Italian. I'll fucking do the fucking finger thing where you point and you fucking
punch the wheel. The back of your hand up and you're like,
ah! The hand motion that would go with that sound. That's what you would do. I'll try it your way. I will. In next episode.
I just got to look at my pissed off face on cam, and I actually had to laugh at myself.
You see, it's ridiculous. And you know what happens sometimes? When I'm yelling at these people, I will catch the rear view and see myself, and it's fucking pathetic. It's just, what are you doing? You can't fucking drive! And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. It's like when you walk into a department store and you see the security cam, you just look at how much of a fucking faggot you look like.
I have an idea for a future show. What we need to do is literally mount cameras in our vehicles.
Just mount cameras.
Mount cameras just on us.
Okay.
And we'll see what our two commutes are.
I'll do my best. I mean, I have a fucking 45-minute commute. You have a pretty long one as well.
Yeah, mine's about the same length. Sure. So, you know, we're gonna have to figure out what we can do on that, but.
I think you maybe just want to document the shitty parts, right?
Well, I think that's all we want to show is the shitty parts. We'll want to cut up the video afterwards.
Okay, so what we'll do is, I guess we'll record our respective commutes and... Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, I almost got fucking furious. Elderly driver in Ken's rearview mirror on Hear Us Talk.
Just seeing the phrase get you nuts.
He's in the chat room right now. Just thinking it's 1947 and this wonderful engineering feat of a four-lane highway couldn't possibly exist. Because people are fucking being pulled with horses and and crank cars. I don't know.
No, but I think if we can figure out a way to document this, and we can cut up the video and we can run side by side our two reactions to situations. And maybe, hell.
Oh, wait, you're saying pointed at us? Just film it at us? No, like that show Fear on MTV?
We want to see how our behavior is to this, and see if people can figure out what's going on around us.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I think this is what we need to do.
All right, but you know what? What's going to happen is, I think the first couple times you do it, you might try and be playing up to the camera. So we probably have to do a couple days.
Yeah, we got to get used to it. Like it's a reality show, and you know, it's the first episode of the reality show. You know, you're keyed on the camera.
You're really hamming it up, singing fucking Journey or some shit. And I'm like, oh, look at this guy over here, like commenting on everything.
Yeah, so like the first week of video, we probably have to toss out because it'll be bullshit, but... So maybe not next week's episode.
Maybe in a couple weeks we'll have something to show.
We'll put something together for this, and we'll compare side by side our two commutes to work.
All right. We'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll show it on Hear Us Talk on an off night or something like that. The entire thing. That I'm sure it'll be worth watching. We'll edit it down and maybe cut out some of the better moments. I don't know. It's going to be fucking embarrassing. It's really going to be fucking embarrassing.
I think it's going to be fantastic, especially if you have the rage issues you say you do.
Again, I did change my route, and I don't encounter too much fucking road rage. I guess I could just travel the highways that I know are congested. And
well, no, don't go looking for it. Let's just see what will happen. Inevitably, something will happen.
That's a great idea, Keith Fu. Keith Fu says we edit each other's videos.
Yeah, I think that's right, so we don't make ourselves look good.
Fuck.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and you know what? You'll probably you think maybe if I make you look good or something like that, you'll probably lay off on me.
Oh, you see, like a tit for tat thing. No, we're both assholes.
No, it's not gonna happen.
Let's face it, we're gonna both try to strive to make each other look like assholes.
We gotta make this happen.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Fuck. See, now I'm a little on edge. I'll do it. I'll record my own shit for a couple weeks and see, until I can get used to it. That's what we got to do.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Fuck. I'm just not looking forward to it. Cause, I mean, well, at least it's only the drive.
Okay? Only the drive. It's not your whole day.
Just, because just I have to be honest, most of my rage occurs outside of it. And I'll even hear things that happen to people. And, like, I'll get fucking furious. Like, I'll picture that being done to me. Amanda has these this pair of boots that she likes. Like, they're not the most expensive boots ever, but she's worn the shit out of them, and, like, she wants to have them fixed because she really likes them. And, like, the bottom is coming off a little bit, so they need to be glued. And she's had them fixed before. So she goes to the same place, and it's, like, these fucking Russian dudes. That it's, like, it's a store full of, like, if Alex Webb, Alex Webb was a cobbler, just fucking, like, shoe hammers and shit in the background. And she explains, she hands them, like, oh, the bottom is coming off. Guy goes, your boots are trash. Your boots are trash. What? Your boots are trash. Cannot work on them. But you already trash. Trash. And then, like, he goes and talks to the other guy in, like, in Russian. And they go back and forth. They look at the boot. And he goes, trash. And hands it back to her. And she feels like an asshole. Like, you know, oh, like, I brought this cheap shit that you fixed before, you fuck. And she's made to feel less than what she is, like, because of these fucking people don't know how to express fucking happiness.
Like, they have such a thriving business that they can just turn
you
away.
Are a cobbler in 2010.
The whole point of their business is to fix bad shoes.
Yes.
So obviously, especially with there being Russians, it's clearly a front for something. It has to be.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's got to be. Why else?
They can't be bothered, like, to repair shoes.
Can there really be? How much? I mean, this is actually the first time I've ever heard about someone seeking the service of a cobbler.
You know, she's done it a few times. I mean,
I've never heard anyone seek the service of a cobbler ever. So the fact that someone I now know has, and they still turned away her business.
I mean, 90% of my life, I wear sneakers, okay? So I couldn't give a shit less. Like, granted, I have my favorite pairs, but I search for them, and I'm not going to repair them. She has a few pairs of shoes that she really likes how they fit. And some are pricey, and some are not, but she still likes them, you know, just the same. She just wants them to last longer. So you figure you get
wear,
them repaired.
You wear those motherfuckers right into the ground. I'm gonna see if I can get a good angle on my shoe here for the camera.
Oh shit!
And you can see. I don't know if this is gonna show up well.
Why don't you describe it?
Hold on. Well, let me just see when the image comes up on my cam here, and let me actually go over here and
do your
see
best
a
job
bit better.
Describing it.
I'm gonna try to. Well, basically, the heel of said shoe is quite clearly. Okay, now I gotta move this over. You can't really see it here.
Yeah, fuck it.
But basically, the back end of the heel,
yeah,
there's no material left there. It's actually worn down to some sort of plastic substance.
Yeah, so when you get,
like,
to that,
it's worn through,
well, you can actually feel your heel by pressing onto it.
Yeah, like I mean, and you know, I will wear these shoes until death.
Yeah.
Basically, these things will disintegrate off my feet,
and that's fine.
Before I actually, someone says, "Wow, Dorito does."
Yeah. in the fucking the remaining grooves of the sneaker, there's just orange sludge and hair. There's eyebrow hairs and fucking Doritos. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so they were refusing the only business that they get because I don't want to do it. They are trash. Throw them away. Fucking terrible. And like, if it were me, I'm not just gonna walk out and be like, oh, well, okay. Like, I mean, she did, and she felt, like, embarrassed. You know, it's like, oh, God, maybe I shouldn't have brought these there. I don't know. So, but she's gluing them herself. She's basically doing what she was going to pay them to do.
The cobbler's job.
Yeah. And it's not cobbler, like, gluer, basically. The sole of a shoe, squirt a little glue on it and hold it for 3 seconds. Is that cobbling shoes, you fucking dickhead?
You know, it's pretty funny you mentioned cobbling, because I remember once when you pretended to be a cobbler.
I did. Well, I was approached in Vegas. We keep going
Vegas.
Back to our stories.
Well, because there's lots of good stories from Vegas.
We were up gambling late. That's what you do in Vegas. At least that's what we do in Vegas. And when you're in the casino late, people that thrive on the business of men, hookers, will walk in and see who they can get. Like, they didn't get anybody. So they need a fucking I was going to say affair, like they're a goddamn cab. They need a John or whatever. So they sit and they play like some dumb slot machine near a table. Someone's, you know, they go, so it sits down, they move closer and they start talking. Well, this woman, used the term very loosely, asks me what I'm doing. And I'm clearly fucking putting money into a machine. I'm gambling.
You, at that point, you were barely conscious.
Yeah, I was fucking...
You were just loaded. You were having trouble sitting on the stool to even insert money to the slot.
So I'm basically like, easy money, she thinks. So she goes, well, you want to gamble with the machine, or you can go upstairs and gamble with me. And I'm like, what? That doesn't happen. What's the minimum bet? I said.
That's your response.
What's the minimum bet? And she goes, $300. And I'm like, I'm just a cobbler. I can't possibly afford it. Like, I was curious what somebody would get for that. I'm curious, like, how much you pay. I have no interest whatsoever in fucking some disgusting whore.
That chick was horrifying looking. I mean,
first of all,
she should have been paying you.
I have no interest in cheating on my girlfriend. And if I were a single man, I would have no interest, even if she was free.
I would not.
She was like crispy. Like her skin.
She was literally the definition of old whore.
Yes.
She was an old whore.
And I'm curious, the balls on this bitch.
How? She wanted to charge you $300
fucking dollars to do what? Punch me in the give me a fucking gut check while holding Doritos and fucking take my money and leave. So I told her I was a cobbler and I didn't make very much money. She seemed to understand and walked away. And then
everyone knows that the cobblers get
they don't make shit. So
everyone knows that.
Everybody does. That's in the realm of common knowledge that cobblers don't make fucking they don't make their daily nut. Okay, and so when they're refusing work, they're either assholes. Or they're fucking hiding something.
Well, I could see how Amanda would feel bad. Like a place that probably the last business they got was the last time they glued her shoes together. they're like, sorry, you know what? Your shoes are just they're awful.
Trash.
They're trash.
They use the word trash, not like yeah, you should throw these away. Or,
yeah, it's just like,
yeah, you know they're really
trash.
They're not worth fixing. Trash. Fuck you. I don't know. And you know what? Maybe
sure
it's
that
better that
been,
I wasn't
that
there.
Been most people's response on that one.
Because if I snapped at the and they had these fucking the prison tattoos, just, like they were some fucking organized gang.
Oh, they had to be. There's no doubt. There's no doubt that the cobbler is a front for something.
I just feel like I'm always getting inconvenienced, always getting the fucking short end. I went and I painted something at the house yesterday. And I got home a little late. I didn't get dinner. I went to McDonald's. I wanted a goddamn cheeseburger. I ordered my shit. After I drive up to the drive-thru, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's not working. You know, 3 minutes are going by. It's a pretty long time. And all of a sudden, I hear, yeah. In the fucking, yeah. I'm like, oh, I say my order as politely as possible. And the guy goes, drive around. Drive around. I'm like, okay, sure. Okay, I'll drive around. I drive around. The guy sticks his hand out the window and doesn't say anything. And he looks like I'm taking too fucking long. He just how do they greet you at the fucking window?
Me?
Yeah, when you go to a fucking drive-thru.
We've already discussed how well I'm treated at drive-thru windows. I'm like the king when I go to the drive-thru window. So I don't think I'm a fair comparison here.
Well, usually they'll tell you how much it was, maybe. Maybe they tell you how much. Maybe they say, please. Maybe they fucking don't scowl at you. Like you're a fucking inconvenience. Like you told them to make all those poor moves to get them to be working at 1 a.m. at a fucking McDonald's drive-thru. Listen, it's not my fucking problem. I feel for you. I bleed for you. Like, let me get my fucking cheeseburger and eat. So
it's your problem for going to a drive-thru at 1 a.m. That's just a poor decision right there.
Well, I ended up not eating fast food that night.
No, it's good. It's good. Good move because everybody knows the 1 a.m. drive-thru is begging for food damage.
Well, he had his hand out and he didn't say anything, but so I looked at his face. He was frowning. He was frowning because I wasn't handing him anything. So I said no thanks and I drove away. and I heard fuck. He yelled fuck on the window. I don't know why.
Did he say you fuck or just fuck?
No, just a fuck.
Fuck.
Maybe he said you fuck. But it was a screamed fuck. I refused to purchase and I drove away.
You can never go there ever again now.
You don't think so? I'm not at 1 a.m. I don't think he's working all the day long, right?
No, they work different shifts though.
Oh shit, they did. They're floaters, right? The night shift is they're the fill-in shift.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Hey,
go
we got three fucking McDonald's in a 5 mile radius. Fuck him. I don't have to go to that.
Six months. You can go back. But you know, don't go back anytime before 6 months.
You know, I've been through this already with one of the other McDonald's. I didn't go to that for 2 years. I didn't go back for two years.
You know what?
They shortchanged me, and I called them out on it. I gave them a 20, and they gave me, and they treated it as if I'd given them a 10. And I said, hey, listen, I need enough change. And they pulled me out to the fucking where they make you wait for the order. And this dykey looking broad comes out. We got no record of it, but here you go. I don't know what's going to happen to my job now. Like it's my fucking fault. And so I tried actually going the next day.
What kind of record of the transaction would she have had? They go to the videotape?
They go to the fucking the tape and the cash in the drawer and I guess count the money. And they count the transaction log or something. I don't fucking know. Am I their accountant? I get a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese.
I'm saying it's a bullshit statement. There's like no way they would have any sort of transaction log.
So I went back there like maybe a day or two later, and I noticed that this person was there, and they started to fucking like stare me down a little bit. So I fucking just left, and I didn't go back for 2 years. And I tested the water, and I saw that the staff was now completely Spanish, and I knew it was okay to go back in.
Yeah,
she was
it's good. You know what? That's the good thing about drive-thrus with Spanish.
Yeah,
the guy
from last night was Spanish.
See, that's fucked up because normally that's where you're going to get your best service because. That's actually a hell of a lot better than landscaping in 9 million degree heat or whatever
else. Do you think that this was maybe an off day for the guy? Because I've noticed that like when I encounter the Spanish people, like Quick Check, Dunkin' Donuts, or like a fast food place, they're usually very jovial with me. I don't know what
saying,
it is. I have a rapport.
You have issues with foreigners. Usually, I get along much better with foreigners than I do with Americans.
Yeah, I do too.
Like I have great the cleaning people at work. Always, they're always so friendly. You know, fuck white people, man. It's the Spanish is where it's at. The Latino community.
This guy was
a
sourpuss.
A bond with.
He was a sourpuss, and I was afraid.
Something wrong with him.
I was afraid he had done something with my food because that's why I didn't touch it. I didn't even let him in my car. I didn't let him touch my credit card either. He had his hand out. I just drove away. I said no thanks.
Just high fived him.
No.
High five.
Just slap his hand.
Hey,
fucking
how's it going? Boom, and just take off.
I mean, maybe I'm fucked up. Maybe I'm fucked up. Maybe I shouldn't go anywhere.
I think that might be a good decision, honestly.
You're
talking about your rage issues all night. I mean, you must be the common denominator.
I try. Listen, I try to be fucking nice. All right? I try. I posted about this on my Facebook. But I didn't really talk about it on the show. I had some shit I had to take care of where I needed to deliver original copies of documents. So I went to the post office. Now, I got shit from Jimmy. I do everything online. Well, listen, some of us have to go to the fucking post office. So I went during the day, and surprisingly, not busy. Except there are two people at the counter. One of them is with a customer. I go up to the person without the customer. They say, I'm busy right now. You'll have to wait in line with that person. I say, okay, that's fine. Now, you would have thought that that would piss me off. It didn't, because I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. That everything's going to work.
That kind of stuff happens.
It happens, sure. It's not going to affect the fucking end game of it. Okay? In comes this fucking skeletal old lady with the sunken eyes and the perma frown. The old frown.
The hard life woman.
Yeah.
My husband
the
died
disapproving grandmother face. You understand?
Her husband died 20 years ago, and she's been alone ever since.
She walks up to the person that I walked up to. Naturally, I would think that's what you would do. You see two people. She goes, no, you'll have to wait in line. So she goes in line. I was getting a form that I need to fill out. She goes in line, and you know what? The pure soul on this person that works at the post office to say to this old woman, miss, he was here first. You're behind him. She said that to her. and she didn't say anything. She just made an imaginary space in line, backed up like 2 feet. I get my form. I walk in line. All of a sudden, the person behind me, or in front of me, in line, is gone. Old lady bolts in front of me. I need one stamp. What the? Like, I'm not even there. She walks right the fuck by me and orders a stamp. And this fucking miserable shit that is standing 2 feet from the person who just said he was here before you just goes with it. Fuck it, I don't care. Fuck it.
At that point, you know, if you're that person, you're not going to get involved in this shit. You know, let the people that are in line fight the fight.
And the person that told her that I was in front of just kind of looked at her, looked at me, and just shrugged her shoulders. And I'm like, you know what? I'll take that. Fuck it. But I'm furious at just the old lady.
So you know what? Next time...
I'm seething at this fucking old lady.
Next time you just slap a rear naked choke on that bitch.
Yeah, you can't because she's old.
And boom. No, you can. It's a lot easier to slap a rear naked choke on an old lady.
I'm able to. I understand.
You
can't just go and choke a fucking old lady.
You can choke anyone you want.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch the same YouTube videos you are.
Well, just watch
Send
it.
Me some
if
links.
Not, if not, I can demonstrate and show you how to do it.
So now I figure the only thing I can do, I can't yell at this lady. I just don't have the heart to do it. The only thing I could do is just stare at her and let her know that I hate her with my eyes. She won't look at me. She won't fucking look at me. She won't even give me the fucking satisfaction. And then she takes her one stamp and sticks it on a card and flattens it out on nice. And the person goes, do you want to send that thing? No, I don't know if I should. You know, I don't know if I should. I think I could just put it into my mailbox and... You are at the fucking post office. What is the issue? Just fucking hand it to the lady. Just fucking insanely maddening. Insane. And I have no recourse. The only fucking consolation I can have is that this card she's going to send is going to be just fucking in the mailbox of someone who's going to see it and say, oh, fuck it. I'm not going to visit her. She's not getting a call. Whatever. Nope, no Christmas cards for that old lady. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. And I realize people don't want to be old. People don't want to get old. They don't want to be the old person. And I used to think it was because they feared like the end of their life. They feared that they were going to die. But I realize now that people don't want to be completely fucking useless at everything. Driving? Where am I? What are lanes? I only remember cobblestones. What are lanes? And they don't want to be a fucking nuisance or a fucking burden. Deep down, people may still say, oh, well, you know, when you're old, you're unable to do things. You're at the end of your life. No, they just don't want to be the fucking problem that they experience on a fucking day-to-day life. And I know that I'm nuts. I'm fucked up. I should be in a goddamn mental fucking facility. But I know that there's a lot more people that think like me. I'm not the only one with this.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it, though. It's just the way it is, because there's that whole respect your elders shit, and people believe it stupidly. But that's just the way it is, and you're not going to change it, and your rage issues aren't going to change it. It's always going to be that way.
You know what? Japan
so just deal. Just
Japan
deal.
Japan has it right. We go back a couple shows. Japan has it right. Let them rot in their little shitty flat with their fucking plastic-covered furniture and their keepsakes from the fucking 10 decades ago. I don't know. Why don't we wrap this shit up? Do you want to wrap this up?
Let's close this mother down.
Fuck it.
Choke it out like an old bitch in line.
Let's wrap our neck around it, have it spill their fucking Doritos into the street, and choke it to shit. Episode 272 of the DJ New Style Show. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Bring your friends there. Instruct them to download things as you've been doing. Download everything we've ever done. Watch all of our videos. Don't forget Best in Show, Thursday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, and The Awful Hour at TheAwfulHour.com. I see you too, and Rorschach. Sean, you have anything you want to say?
Sean and Murphy gonna have to choke a bitch.
Sean and Murphy gonna choke a bitch? Bam, 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 bam.
Boomo. Butcha.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!
Oh.